On Albert Einstein College of Medicine Week, applied behavioral analysis might not be the only way to treat autism. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sophie Mulholm, professor of pediatrics, discusses a new option.
Many children with autism have difficulty processing and integrating sensory information. Their sensory impairments affect behavior and their ability to manage skills like dressing and sitting down to eat, and they may be overwhelmed with noise and sights. Parents of children with autism often use a therapy known as applied behavioral analysis, or ABA. ABA therapists work on directly addressing an autistic child's specific behavior. They focus on breaking down skills into steps and using prompts and reinforcements to improve a child's performance of a skill. Some researchers have found another therapy, called sensory integration therapy, also as effective. In sensory therapy, a child participates in activities that are rich in sensory and motor experiences. The goal is to help the child's brain integrate and use sensory information as a foundation for higher skills. A pilot study from our colleagues at Jefferson University found that sensory integration therapy helped children improve certain skills and meet behavioral goals. Now we need to build on this research and discover the neurobiological mechanisms underlying this therapy. Our study is the first to compare ABA and sensory integration therapy in a randomized clinical trial. We're conducting neuropsychological assessments and evaluations, including measuring the brain's electrical activity before and after therapy. Autism spectrum disorders affect 1 in 59 children. Treatment across the lifespan is estimated to be $3.2 million. That's why it's important to better understand how various therapies work. With our findings, we hope to discover how autism treatments affect brain function and sensory processing and integration. Most importantly, we look forward to learning what treatments may be best for some children.
That was Sophie Mulholm of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.